Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
In the morning now, 8:49 here on a Tuesday morning, August 4th. Three big things. Sedgwick County Jail quarantined after inmate kitchen helper tested positive for COVID-19.
Two.
Tropical storm Isaias pounding the U.S. East Coast.
One.
Primary election day. Parties select candidates to run for U.S. Senate seat of retiring Pat Roberts. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The high end of the gasoline prices in the Wichita area coming down to about $2 a gallon. I'm seeing plenty of prices at around $1.97 to $1.95. Best price I found out there, $1.94 a gallon. I spotted $1.94 near Harry and Seneca and Douglas and Seneca. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 81 degrees. 50% chance for showers and storms tonight. The overnight low 62. Wednesday, partly sunny with a 20% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high, 83. Now partly cloudy, east wind at 6 miles per hour and 65 degrees. 8:50, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Contact tracing in the United States just got easier with your cell phones, and they promise that it's all anonymous.
Fox on Tech.
As the world continues to battle the coronavirus, several countries have pushed out contact tracing apps to help find folks who may have been exposed after someone tests positive. Earlier in the year, Apple and Google announced they would work together to open up functions in their respective mobile operating systems to make it easier to develop contact tracing apps. Called the Exposure Notification System, the developer toolkit was made available in May, and the tools have been updated to address privacy concerns. Now, it seems the program has been used by health officials in 20 states and territories, and those apps could come as soon as this week. The apps work by way of Bluetooth wireless signals. On either an iPhone or Android device, the app can detect when another person is close and if there was prolonged exposure. Should someone test positive for COVID-19, it would make it easier for public health officials to alert people who were exposed by way of the app, and it's all done anonymously. Look for the apps from your local health department. With Fox on Tech, Brett Larson, Fox News.
Honda is recalling over 1.6 million minivans and SUVs in the U.S. to fix problems that include faulty backup camera displays, malfunctioning dashboard lights, and sliding doors that don't latch properly. Problems were revealed in four recalls posted Tuesday by the government. If your Honda dealer doesn't contact you, this is about Odyssey minivans 2018 to 2020, Pilot SUVs from 2019 to 2021, Passports from 2019 to 2020. Honda having a recall. 8:52 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, cutting the work schedule at Airbus. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Airbus planning another cut on its A350 passenger jet as the impact of COVID-19 continues to hit demand for wide-body aircraft. The European manufacturer says it'll take output on the A350 down to 5 aircraft per month. It will impact Wichita-based Spirit AeroSystems, which is out with its second quarter report today. From CEO Tom Gentile, the dual challenges of the MAX grounding and the COVID-19 continue to have a significant negative impact on the global aviation industry. Spirit production levels in the quarter fell 65% last year, 51% from the first quarter. While production outlook remains volatile, Gentile says our current projections demonstrate that we will maintain sufficient liquidity for operations in the next 12 months. United Airlines has found another way it can be customer-friendly. The airline is unveiling a chat function for COVID-19 safety and cleaning questions. Passengers can text CLEAN to FLY UA to ask questions concerning boarding procedures, masks, and touchless check-in options without having to call or wait in line. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, got a couple of birthdays to share this morning. Sheriff Jeff Easter.
Oh, wow.
Jeff Easter's having a birthday.
Well, Jeff Easter, happy birthday, Sheriff.
Been Sheriff for a
happy
while.
Happy birthday, Sheriff.
Yeah. Yeah. His father used to be a police officer, and I used to talk with him quite a bit.
Old Rick.
Rick Easter, yeah. He was always helpful, very helpful with the media. Good guy. And Jeff is having a birthday today. Also having
happy
a birthday is Joe Parton at Carrabba's. Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Don't get me started. I got to get out there and get me a Johnny. You know what the Johnny is?
I don't.
Oh, well, you got the chicken with this. Oh, man. And you've also got to get a little steak there with it. So you got chicken and steak. And
oh, man.
That's what I get every time. But Joe's a good guy out there at Carrabba's.
Tasty. Yeah.
Having a birthday. You got anybody celebrating a birthday in your neck of the woods there, Bill?
Not today, anyway. Mm. I sure don't. August 4th.
Okay. No. Again, we just to reiterate that it is chocolate chip cookie day, and that my wife, yes. St. Shelley, who's famous for her chocolate chip cookies, did not have any ready to go this morning. She may be in tomorrow with some. A little tardy, but we're hoping to have some tomorrow.
She gets a pass because she's given us so many chocolate chip cookies over the years that not on this day.
That's true. We even brought some down to you, down when in Old Town.
That's exactly right. You did.
Yeah,
yes.
We left about 36 down there, and I guess how many did you find when you finally got?
Well, I found a dozen.
Well, blame your COVID.
And I got to eat about 4 of them, I think.
Yeah. Well, that's good. All right. National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day.
A little excise tax from your coworkers there.
That's exactly right, yeah.
All right. So we got two birthdays. We got Joe Parton from Carrabba's and Sheriff Jeff Easter. If you see him, say Steve and Ted said, say happy birthday.
Okay? Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. All right, guys, that's it for today, I guess. We're going to have Mitch on tomorrow, right, Ted?
Of course. Another daily visit with Mitch from Chiefs Training Camp. Mitch Holtis.
Hey, coming up 9 o'clock this morning, as always, the Glenn Beck Program. Sean Hannity's supposed to be on. He's got a new book. Live Free or Die, America on the Brink. So
Sean Hannity's on the Glenn Beck program.
That's what they're,
oh my.
That's what they're telling
like
me, yeah. Like and top of the hour, we've got the news coming up. Talking about primary election day and some storm coverage on the east coast of the U.S. That's coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and news updates all day. Steve at 10 in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. 65 degrees.
How much do you need to save for retirement?
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.